This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy knows how to make a first impression.
Oh, yeah.
Give him that. Your Buffalo Bills with a 34-10 win over the Tennessee Titans in Orchard Park yesterday. And if you didn't watch the game, it sounds like a really fun experience.
Yeah.
Right? Enjoy the Bills blowing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Except that first half was a nightmare. It was an effing nightmare.
Pretty boring.
The Bills scored 34 unanswered points to win that game yesterday.
Was it all in the second half?
It was. No, there was a touchdown in the first.
All right.
But... I mean, look, you had, 34? I can't do math. But you get what I'm saying here. It was a very impressive second half performance there. We had made a statement before the season started, and we may have underestimated, even though you guys thought this was too long, how long it would take to know.
Yeah.
And maybe this man who's joining us, who was at the game yesterday in his swooshy pants and knee pads, holding his camera, can help us out. Joining us as he does after every Bills game, from Buffalo Plus and 13 Wham, Dan Hot Takes, Chesty, keep it down over there, Fates. Fates, what's up, buddy? How's it going?
There were no knee pads.
Did I not see anybody? Maybe I was looking at somebody else. Okay, is that like a thing? All right, let me just...
No, I see a lot of knee pads out there.
Quick sidebar. Because if you go to the games, you will see media people holding cameras. Some will have knee pads, some will have none. Do you judge the people that wear the knee pads?
No, because it used to be back in the day for, I don't know, when I started, the photographers had to kneel because the seats are so low at Highmark Stadium, so you would almost block the first two rows if you were standing up, especially in the end zone. So it used to be a media rule that you had to kneel or sit to film the games. That also is kind of dangerous if players are flying around and you're just sitting on your butt. Like
Jenna Cotron knows that one.
Exactly. So I don't know, 2-3 years ago, maybe it was COVID, they got rid of it. So no, I don't wear any pads, and I don't judge the people that do, because if you are kneeling for an entire game, that's not great.
I'm glad we got all that clear, Dan. Thank you for clearing that up for us, buddy. I appreciate it. All right.
Dan,
before the season started, I had made the statement. Because of all the changes with this team, guys going out, guys coming in, Joe Brady still relatively new as the offensive coordinator, Sean McDermott handing off the defensive play calling to Bobby Babich.
A lot of changes.
You got it. We weren't going to know what this Bills team really was until week 7. We have reached week 7, and Dan, I have no idea what this team is right now. Please help us out.
Well, I think it's encouraging, because I think after I talked after the Jets game, I said, like, hey, this offense can be physical. They can run the ball. That's how they're built. But they're a number one wide receiver away from really being a dynamic, efficient offense. And it was just 1 week. And even when Cooper had the first drop on his first target in the opening drive, you can see that Amari Cooper instantly makes everybody around him better. It just felt like the rest of the wide receivers, like, exhaled. Like, they took a breath. Like, oh, I don't have to be the guy anymore. And Keon Coleman goes over 100 yards. Khalil Shakir does his thing, but it's not like you're relying on him to lead this wide receiving core. So, like, I feel like everybody exhaled. Dalton Kincaid had a better game, all because Amari Cooper, in 5 days of learning a 100-play playbook, just makes everybody around him better, puts everybody in a better spot. And I think the hope and what you can see moving down the line is man, this offense is pretty good. Now they can throw the ball too because they actually have. They go from a bottom five wide receiving room to a middle of the road one, and then you have Josh Allen, so it makes everything better.
Okay, so I need your help here, Dan, because the man I sit across from thinks he knows, but he doesn't know anything about football.
Yeah.
And when they traded for Amari Cooper, I was telling him, like, look, man, look, you got to be patient. It takes a long time.
You can't jump right in.
It takes a long time to learn the playbook.
It's 100 plays in a book.
It takes a while for someone to get on the same page as a quarterback they're playing with.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, Tommy,
this sounds ridiculous because I think they overthink this game. And I'm pretty sure he can catch a goddamn football. He's been doing it since he's a little kid. It's not that deep and difficult. And he doesn't have to learn all the plays. He's just got to learn the right plays.
He's learned the right plays. Okay.
Dan, just the right plays.
That's all you got.
Maybe they should only do the right plays then.
The winning plays.
Dan, could you please explain to him that despite the great performance we got from Amari Cooper, we still have to temper our expectations for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think we're just scratching the surface. Tommy's right in a wrong way.
That's the best way to put it.
I'm trying to explain it. Like, it's not that hard. And yeah, I'm sure Amari learned, I don't know, 25% of the playbook, and that's why he was out there for, you know, 50% of the snaps. Like, he ran routes that he was comfortable with. It is just football. It is just catching a ball. But there's so much that goes into it. So I think you do – you're encouraged by what you saw week one or his first game. Like you can see, wow, like with a true number one wide receiver, the offense can actually pass the ball. And Josh, it's so coincidence that the first week he has Amari Cooper, the offense throws for over 300 yards. The offense looks amazing in the second half. Like, I don't think that's a coincidence. That's a reason when you bring in Amari Cooper. And I think it'll only get better as you build more familiarity, when you understand when he knows more of what Josh's tendencies are and things like that. So, yes, it's tempered expectations, but you can be cautiously optimistic of, like, damn, this offense could be pretty fun now with Cooper.
All right, so the Bills are in a weird spot right now. Dan Fates from 13 Wham hanging out with us here. We were talking about a lot of things broke well for the Bills yesterday. As you know, we're seven weeks in. You start to look at playoff seeding, right? Like, Texans lose. Now you're only a half game back of them. Stephon Diggs tries to fight every single Green Bay Packer for some reason, then says, I'm never the bigger person. In a statement after the game, which was the most, without realizing it, statement of his life ever. You look at both the Jets and the Dolphins lose yesterday.
So they're tanking.
In an embarrassing fashion. The Bills essentially have a three-game lead 7 weeks in the AFC East.
Yeah.
With the exception, and I'm knocking on wood, of some catastrophic change.
That's not going to ever happen.
The Bills are going to win this division for the fifth straight year. It's what it looks like right now, right?
Correct.
But after that, it starts to get weird. And again, it goes to what this team is, because the Bills are going to win the AFC East, knock on wood, right? It looks that way. But then you start to match them up against other top teams in the AFC. We saw what happened when they went to Baltimore. Was not great. We saw what happened when we went to Houston. Khalil Shakir doesn't play that game. You don't have Amari Cooper. Yeah. The defense is racked with injuries, so maybe that's more even. But you look at the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has thrown two more interceptions than he has touchdowns. They've got injuries all over the place. Somehow they went out west and are 6-0 still.
Yeah.
How does this team, despite the fact that they are running away with the division right now, match up against other teams when it actually matters?
I still think they're the fourth best team right now in the AFC. That's not a knock at where they are. It's just somebody pointed out, like, hey, like, they beat five nobodies. And it's like, well, that's not fair to say nobodies. But again, you can't overlook what happened in Baltimore, and you can't overlook what happened in Houston. That's also a grind of a stretch with three road games early on in the season. Like when you said, your defense was really banged up. We kind of got to wait to see what's going on with Terrell Bernard. You talked about a catastrophic change or some kind of injury. Terrell Bernard would be a massive loss. He was in the concussion or he was checked for a head injury, came out of that, then had an ankle injury. Then I was next to him. He's running on the sidelines. I think it was also in front of you, Pat. Like, the fact of, like, I think he's going back in the game. Then he walks by and goes into the locker room. Then he comes back out of the locker room after he'd been ruled out. So, like,
it turns out he just had a bunch of errands to run. His wife needed a prescription picked up. One of his kids had to get dropped
off
at tennis.
We've all had those days.
He
just had to use the bathroom. Like, it was just one of those things of, so, like, he's massively important to this defense. But again, I think what you can feel encouraged by is the fact of whatever you think of Sean McDermott, they will have a top 10 defense. No matter who is out there, no matter what injuries they're dealing with, Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich will always coach up a defense to be top 10 in the league. That's what they do. And then you are encouraged by the fact of Joe Brady getting more comfortable, more pieces offensively, that Brandon Bean is. Maybe they're not done with the trade deadline. Maybe they add another wide receiver, because who knows about Curtis Samuel's health, because he left the game yesterday with a shoulder injury. So, like, I'm not necessarily thinking that, but where they stack up, they're not a good matchup with Baltimore. They're just not. Baltimore is a more physical team. The Bills play a smaller style of defense. They only have two linebackers. Now, again,
Tommy Mulet defense is what they call it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Tiny defense.
What an honor.
They all wear turtlenecks, much like the Yankees in the fall right now. But go on, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, that's a great point. I'm going to start calling it the Tommy Mulet defense. And so I don't – but, again, you're going to get Matt Milano back, we believe, at some point this season. That makes the defense better. So, again, at 5-2, and you're sitting there going, they haven't really played a complete game. I don't think they've really played a great game outside of Miami as the only game where they dominated all four quarters. So I think there is encouraging signs of, hey, what's going on with Nico Collins in Houston? You know, Mahomes doesn't look great. He's got issues with his wide receivers. So, like, I'm not saying that, like, oh, they're going to be – they're the fourth team in the conference, and there's not going to be any change. It's week 7. They're 5-2. There's reasons to be positive.
You know, what's weird right now
what's that?
Is, like, we have this conversation. Like, Kimmy and I are still a bit, like,
apprehensive.
Yeah. Where you're, despite, like, the years that they're good, you're the one that goes, this year where we're looking at this going, you're all in, Tommy.
Blow out.
Yes,
you believe this is a great team right now.
I'm enjoying it.
What do you see that makes it a great team?
It's a very entertaining second half.
Thank you.
First half's a little bit of a, you know, a yawn fest. But, no, I'm enjoying it. And that second half was really thrilling.
It was fun. Yes, it was great.
You know, my only concern is...
What's your concern?
Is McDermott.
Why?
Okay.
I think he's the best coach. When you start breaking down the top coaches, and it's Andy Reid.
Okay.
It's Harbaugh.
Harbaugh?
Yeah, in Baltimore.
Harbaugh.
In Baltimore.
Okay, fine.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
He's got some Super Bowls.
He's got...
And they made some good decisions.
Super Bowl.
They only got one?
Brian Billick was the coach in the first one.
Never heard of him.
you know he's good because he's won a Super Bowl. Brian Billick, don't know.
So you had to put McDermott at least in third place as far as the head coach.
Thoughts, hot takes, Dan, Chesty, please keep it down, Fates.
Well, no, that's what I feel like. I'm constantly end up being this McDermott apologist. If you're a Bills fan, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, like, I want an offensive-minded head coach. That's fine. I can't disagree with you. But Harbaugh doesn't call the offense. Harbaugh doesn't call the defense in Baltimore. He's a special teams guy. He's a leader of a team. And I think what gets knocked about Sean McDermott is, well, he's not an offensive-minded coach. And then everybody says he's not aggressive enough. Then he's aggressive in Houston, and everybody goes, he's an idiot. So it's like McDermott can't win and all these things. And, again, he has messed up late-game situations. I understand 13 seconds, he'll never be able to erase that. But I'm constantly banging the table saying, if you want to fire Sean McDermott, who are you bringing in?
I'm not saying fire the guy.
You're kind of saying fire.
Not saying fire.
You're kind of saying.
But he's not Andy Reid. Like Andy Reid's sister with that.
You get Andy Reid to replace
him. He's literally looking at a menu of what he wants to eat for dinner while they're crushing their opponents.
Patrick Mahomes. But like you don't knock somebody because somebody else is better. Like Sean McDermott is a damn good head coach. And I challenge people to say, give me 5 head coaches that you would rather have right now.
Do they have to be living?
they have to be alive. That's a big criteria for coaching in the NFL.
Like, Dan, look, don't fall into his trap because he does this stupid thing.
What's that?
He did it earlier this morning when we were talking about Foreigner going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you go, they're not Led Zeppelin. Nobody else is. And then we'll do stories, Dan, where someone will, like, do something charitable, and Tommy go, they're not Jesus. Like, he'll literally compare
like
them
the top person.
To the beginning of a religion. So don't fall into a stupid trap.
And Pat, to the point, and I get it, everybody's like, my mentions on social media, how do you start the game and trail 10-0? I understand. But isn't part of coaching in-game adjustments, like, isn't that a big thing about, like, hey, our plan that we had all week, it sucks. The Titans came out, they did all this pre-snap motion, they were guys running all over the place, and they were confusing the Bills. And then guess what happened the final three quarters? Nothing. They completely shut them down. The defense shut down the Texans in the second half, the defense shut down the Jets in the second half, the defense shut down the Cardinals in the second half in week 1 when they were trailing. Like, why doesn't Sean and Joe Brady get any credit for making in-game adjustments? Like, that's a massive part instead of just saying, hey, we're just going to keep banging our head against the wall because this was our plan we had this week.
Yeah, but their plan sucks at the beginning. Change your plan to begin with. You wouldn't get stuck in a hole in the second half.
Wait, your mom was
there? Tommy, you sound like my wife when I say I won a bet. She's like, well, you should have put more on the bet then. I go, if I would have known the results of the game, I would have put my student loans on it, Tommy. Like, you don't know how the game's going to go. That's why the head coach just paid lots of
Tennessee
money to make adjustments.
Don't buy into his stupid. Look, you're getting Dan all hot over there. Now we got hot takes, hot Dan. Keep it down, chesty fates over there.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, bro. I got to deal with it four hours a day.
I know Sean McDermott. He's so cool. I'm going to play backgammon.
He wears a hoodie and a sport coat and Nike shoes.
That's what he's doing. You. He's doing impression of you. That's what you sound like.
Dude, you. Giving it back to you, Tommy.
From 13, we have...
They got to get Don back.
No, he's actually...
They got to straighten this place out.
He's interviewing for the head coach of the Buffalo Bills right now.
I would vote for Don.
You would vote for him for the head coach of the Buffalo Bills? It's a Democratic
president. I would let Don do surgery on me.
Can we try that?
Yeah.
Don, crack open his head and see what happens. From 13, Wham, Dan, Fate. So let's say, Dan, I like everything that I see on 13 and all the things you just said, but I wanted like the Buffalo coverage... Plus some more.
Oh, wow.
Where can I find that?
Well, you're in luck because on YouTube, if you go search Buffalo Plus, Mike, Jen, and I have a whole channel dedicated to my hot, chesty takes and all of those things.
It sounds creepier when you say it, but I like it. Keep doing it.
I was trying to do a Duffy impression, and I think it came off pretty creepy there.
Yeah,
I think that one's going to be on the soundboard. But, yeah, so, again, and if you want to hear my rant about defending Sean McDermott again and giving him credit for in-game adjustments, it's Mike, Jen, and I did a recap and a podcast from Orchard Park yesterday after the game, which I saw Pat at. And I got to send you the clip because we made eye contact and stared at each other. And then we were both very patriotic and took our hats off during the national anthem.
He points a camera at me because, you know, I'm just a camera magnet, much like my father. And as he was doing this, I wasn't going to break eye contact until he broke eye contact.
Okay.
That's my thing, because I'm a powerful alpha male.
Yeah.
But then the national anthem started.
Yeah. So gentlemen, expose your ball spots.
I had to take my hat off, but I still wasn't breaking eye contact.
Okay.
Man.
So I'm excited, Dan. It's got to turn out really cool.
Yeah, it was a really good stare off.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope to put that on 13 Wham. Watch the ratings skyrocket, buddy.
Yeah, totally.
Dan,
kids.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Have a good one.
All right, there goes hot takes, Dan Chesty. Please
getting
keep it
hot,
down.
Fates.
Getting hot, creepy as hell fates.
Yes.
Can we add a new nickname to his name every week for the rest of the season?
Let's try it.
John Jacob Jingle.
I just love when these guys get irritated.
Well, yeah, because you say stupid stuff.
But it's so funny to listen to them.
No, but like, here's the thing.
They make it sound like it's like death.
No, but here's what the most annoying.
Why you not going to you try to do that?
The most annoying thing about you.
He was asking you valid questions.
No, he'll make a statement, Kimmy. Yeah. He'll make a statement, and then if it's right, he'll go like, no, I said that because I knew it was the case. Yeah. But if he gets yelled at, no,
I'm just kidding. I'm just doing it on purpose.
I'm just doing it to bother you. You took the bait, man.
That's it, man.
Did you do that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We have a tendency to overestimate our abilities, yeah, especially with things we haven't done in a long time.
Sure.
And this is proof positive of it.
What happened?
Because if... Look, I get that 4 in 10 people are questioning their ability to do this. Mm. But the fact is, 10 out of 10 people should question their ability. And the amount of people who are sure they'd fail should be way higher.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. 4 in 10 American adults are confident.
Yeah.
They could ace a driving test right now.
Oh, okay. Like the full test.
Yes, the driving test you took to get your driver's license when you were a teenager.
A child.
Are you one of those 4 in 10 adults?
Yeah, man. I'm a good wheeler. I stand by my record.
How many people have you hit with your car?
I've hit 7 people, 4 fatalities. That's not bad.
You also have after hours rules in your car where you roll through.
I roll.
Yeah.
I roll and I roll.
Kimmy, are you one of the 4 in 10 Americans that are confident they can pass a road test?
Probably not. I'm sure I've picked up some bad habits that I don't even notice I do anymore, you know, and I'm probably not going to do what's requested of me the correct way.
And by the way, they don't request. The guy just sits there with the pen and the pad and he
judges
goes,
you.
Go. Or tells you
what
to do.
Well, they'll be like, make a K-turn here. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that I'm not... All the ways they want you to do it are not fresh in my mind. So I don't know if
you
I would.
You got it.
So only 4 in 10 Americans being confident to ace the test. I mean, that's silly enough, thinking that, you know, 6 in 10 Americans are confident. Here's what's even funnier.
What?
Only 25% of Americans, 1 in 4, admit they'd probably fail. And that's closer to 8 to 9 in 10. I'm telling you right now, 80 to 90% of adults would fail a driver's test.
We flunk.
Would fail a driver's test right now. What's the hardest? What's the one thing that would get you, do you think?
I think the parallel parking for most people is a nightmare.
Thank you.
You don't really do it that much anymore, considering how we mostly park in parking lots.
Right.
Not on curbside much.
Yeah, unless you work or live in a downtown area. You're effed.
Hey, so let me ask you this, because you take it in your own car, right?
Yes.
What if I have enough cars that could do that for you?
You know, I've always wondered that. That's a good question. Like, if kids take a driver's test in like one of those, smart you press a button and it parallel parks, does that count?
Or I don't
they
think
must
so.
Make it, can you turn
I
it
bet
off?
You have to, yeah, I bet you have to do it yourself.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, if you know. No, I'm with you, man. Parallel parking would be what buries me.
Yeah.
Because even if, usually when they have you do it, too, it's not like they're having you squeeze in between two cars. But when they have you do it, they're looking at you to make sure you're checking each mirror first. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're making sure you do all those points of inspection, I guess, before you even move the car, which you're probably going to forget to do.
Yeah, because I got the screen now, right? So as soon as you put it in reverse, the screen pops on.
Do you get to use those?
Oh, I forgot about that, too. Yeah.
Man, think about the technology in the last... I mean, granted, I'm 38, took my driver's test 22 years ago. Mm. Think about the difference in technology in a matter of 2 decades.
Yeah,
but am I allowed to use this the backup screen?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean,
it'd be hard to ignore it, knowing it's there.
It's TV, and you're part of it.
I don't think you can turn that off.
I'm controlling this programming right now with my wheel.
Well, there would also be pressure that wasn't there when we took our driver's test. For example, if I'm parallel parking, some of those cars have the beep when you get too close to another car.
Yeah.
But you have to use that. Like, the beep will be going off. Like, so imagine, like, you're beep. Like, it sounds way worse than it actually is. Like, think about that, too. Like, the person in the car giving you the test wouldn't have known how close you were to another car.
Right.
They can now hear and watch everything. Ooh, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing.
Man, how about I have to do this again?
It's okay. I love how you were confident a second ago. Now.
Because I almost got into 2 accidents today.
What?
Yeah. I was telling Kimmy, I almost hit a pile of deers. In a parking lot.
A pile of deers. Did you just say a pile of deers?
Bro, I ain't never seen this before. Because, you know, I can't make the coffee at home right now, so I had to go out and get my coffee.
Wait, the wives don't make the coffee for the husbands?
Not my house.
Okay.
Get out of the house, okay? So I was telling you, I pull into the parking lot. There is a herd of deer going into the parking lot and going into Oak Hill.
No kidding.
Like it was like their tea time. I didn't see them. I don't expect to see deer in the middle of the night on the road.
Well, you know why they were all going there?
Why is that?
The one deer that belongs. If you don't use the meals, they charge you for them anyway.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
And then pulling out, I almost got clipped by a guy. My fault. I said my fault.
You started the conversation by saying I would no problem pass a driver's test.
Yeah, except for those two. Deer and my fault.
252 WCMF. Oh, we had all these questions about what you're allowed to use with this new technology. Joe, sounds like you might have the answer. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey. No, they don't let you use any features. You can't even use the backup camera.
So,
do you turn it off?
No, they just tell you got to look out the back.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that.
If you look at the camera, you fail.
By the way, I'm amazed. Like, Joe must listen a lot because he understood when you said, Bay got, Babak got, turn it off. Hold on, Joe, but question. Taga do back, good about ice cream?
Good question.
All right, so it would be almost impossible to avoid the distraction of the screen being on, Joe.
I know.
It is. My daughter failed because she's used to looking at the screen, and she's like, I can't see crap out the back.
All right, so, like, do you then have to, like, take her out and teach her how to not use that stuff?
Yeah. It took her 2 tries before she passed, so she got the gist of it, but they won't let you use any features. Yeah. Like, they won't even, like, let you look at the mirrors if you've got, like, the...
I'm still peeking.
But what's the thing that tells you that there's somebody in your blind spot?
Yeah.
Turn your head
Good
and
movie.
Look.
Well, Joe, thank you for the information, buddy. I'm glad your daughter, tell her congratulations for us getting her driver's license.
Yeah, we'll do.
He's not going to do it. No. Bye, Joe. He's not going to tell her at all. Those fine men and that one young lady in the break room said congratulations.
I am surprised, like, people, like, so, like, my sister, back in the day, when she took her driver's test, she took it from her best friend's father.
Oh.
And she failed. And he let her ride.
Oh.
And even told her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, totally illegal, but who knew back then, you know?
Well, I mean, it may still happen today. Who's going to know?
I know. But they let her just ride.
That's a little concerning.
No kidding.
It's a little scary.
You know, it's funny is we have this study again in front of us. 4 in 10 adults believe they could ace a driving test today. Only 25% of Americans believe they would fail, which it's 8 to 9 in 10 Americans, I'm telling you, would not pass this driver's test. And what we're all forgetting, forget the pressure of someone watching you drive, right? Factor that in. Mm. All of the technology that we've become accustomed to. There's also the automatic fail stuff for stuff that you have forgotten to do.
What?
For example, when you are pulling away from the curb to start your driver's test, if you don't put your blinker on left to pull out, you fail.
Oh.
When is the last time you put a blinker on to pull out of a parking spot?
I hardly ever use blinkers, to tell you the truth.
Wait, what?
I hardly ever use blinkers.
You don't use blinkers?
I hardly ever.
When do you...
You know what? Whenever I'm stuck behind somebody like you, I'm always like, how did you not use your blinker there? Like, they'll just slam on their brakes and turn. And now I know who's sitting behind that wheel.
Why wouldn't you use your blinker?
I don't know. That constantly.
No, but what?
Like,
reason?
If obviously I'm turning this way.
Not always.
And however, I'm going that way.
Are you?
Like, if you're in an obvious, like, you can only turn in this lane,
sure.
Right? Yeah. It's a left turn lane.
Yeah.
Do you have your blinker on?
Yeah, it's just muscle
Why?
Memory. It's just muscle memory.
No, because
you've
got no other choice.
Every now and then, somebody tries to sneak back into the lane, so that's what I would think you're trying to do.
Why would you not use your blinker?
Because it's not necessary.
I hate you.
Like, if
so
I'm
much.
All right, so let's say you're on 490, and you're getting off at your exit.
Yeah.
Do you just veer off your exit?
No.
Do you put the blinker?
I always put the blinker on
because you slow down a little bit when you do
decide,
that.
You just ease off, baby. Ease on down the road. I don't use blinkers for lane changes. Yes.
I don't believe you. Now that we're having this conversation,
for the most part.
Oh my God.
And like, I don't use blinkers when I come in the morning because there's nobody on the road,
bro.
Like, I'm not gonna change. I'm not gonna.
I just wouldn't want to get into bad habits.
Who am
I
indicating that I'm changing? That there's nobody on the road.
Every now and then there's a car too.
What if there's a cop that's got to hit a quota and he's watching you and you don't see him changing lanes without signaling?
Bing changing lanes without signaling, going through red lights. You check all the boxes.
You're the worst driver in America.
Oh, pretty cool. It'd be number one.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. A man who's got to get in before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy? Ben, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, buddy.
Did you hear? Yeah. Tommy has to be the worst driver in existence. I can't believe that.
I feel like there's an echo on the phone. Bless you, Kimmy. Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
Probably. But, yeah, I could probably pass my driver's test pretty easily because I had to take a driver's test for my Class B license in a motor coach, and I passed that.
Okay. But you studied for that, right?
Studied.
Oh, yeah. I also had to parallel park that thing.
Damn. That's impressive.
Yeah. So, I mean, most of that stuff I need now is pretty easy.
But how long ago did you take it, Ben?
It had to be somewhere between 5 and 10 years.
Yeah, ago. It's too long. You've gotten way too many bad habits that you haven't realized. You would fail that test, Ben. You would absolutely fail it.
Probably. I would say my worst habit is driving with one hand.
Oh, I forgot. You got to go 10 and 2 the whole time.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not legal.
No, I think that. Do you fail just the one hand on the steering wheel, Ben?
I'm not sure. I think you get points deducted. Also, my regular license when I was 16, I had to take it three separate times. The first time we didn't go because the car had a loud exhaust, so they would have automatically failed us for that.
I always feel bad for kids who couldn't take it because there was something wrong with the car. Like, it was out of their control.
But I had to use my uncle's car.
Busted.
I think the second time, I think we got like a flat tire in the car. So it's like before we were about to leave. And then the third time I think I took it with, it was my first car I got was a 93 S10. I took it in that. And if you roll back on a hill with a manual, you automatically fail, which I passed that perfectly fine.
Attaboy. Way to go.
Way to go, man.
If you'd like to hear more about Ben's driving test stories, log on to our live stream at theodysseyapp, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. He's in the chat room. He'll tell you all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.